This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. A second location in Bethel is offering the COVID-19 vaccine. Bethel Family Clinic received 150 doses of the Pfizer vaccine last week and is currently accepting appointments. The clinic is now offering tests for COVID-19 as well and says those test results can come back within 48 hours. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Medical Director Deborah Seifert said that Bethel Family Clinic's 150 doses of the Pfizer vaccine are currently stored in an ultra-cold freezer at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. She said the clinic's doses of the vaccine are available to first responders, anyone 65 or older, and anyone with a chronic disease. At YKHC, COVID-19 vaccines are now available to anyone in the general population 16 years or older. Bethel Family Clinic also began offering PCR tests for COVID-19 with a 24 to 48-hour turnaround time a couple of weeks ago. Seifert said PCR tests are currently the best way to detect COVID-19.
It's the most accurate because it's actually looking at the DNA on the swab. And if you do have the virus, it not only can identify the virus more accurately with a lower viral count, but it actually can tell us which viral strain you have.
That means PCR test results can detect if you have one of the new variants of the coronavirus. The first case of a more contagious strain of the coronavirus, first identified in Britain, was detected in Anchorage at the end of January. Public health authorities are hoping to keep it from spreading. Seifert says Bethel Family Clinic is sending out PCR test samples on the first available Alaska Airlines flight to Beechtree Labs, a private commercial lab in Anchorage.
They are actually processing tests 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they're able to get the results back much more quickly than our state lab is able to.
YKHC offers both Abbott and PCR tests for detecting COVID-19. Those samples are generally sent to the state lab, which takes days to weeks to get a result back. While YKHC also offers on-site rapid testing using Abbott or PCR samples, which can come back within hours, the Health Corporation's website says it has limited availability for those on-site rapid tests. Getting a COVID-19 vaccine with Bethel Family Clinic will be completely free, just as it is with YKHC. Billing for a PCR test through Bethel Family Clinic may be a little different than it is with YKHC. If you are uninsured, the PCR test will be paid for by a federal program. If you have healthcare coverage, Bethel Family Clinic will bill your insurance or Medicaid. If you live in Bethel, you can schedule a COVID-19 vaccine appointment or get tested by calling Bethel Family Clinic at 543-3773 and then pressing 1 to reach the medical front desk. To get a vaccine with YKHC, you can fill out a form on their website. And YKHC is offering free COVID-19 testing without an appointment in Bethel Monday through Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And we have a correction for this story. An earlier version of this story stated that the more contagious strain of the coronavirus, first identified in Britain, was detected in Anchorage in January. The new COVID-19 variant actually first arrived in Anchorage in December, but state health officials announced it in January. Turning to education, the Lower Kuskokwim School District leadership will virtually meet with health officials today to discuss when schools can open to in-person learning. LKSD administration and board members will meet with officials from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and the State Division of Public Health tonight at 6 p.m. The meeting is open to the public. LKSD students are not likely to return to in-person classrooms anytime soon. Superintendent Kimberly Hankins wrote a letter to parents and students last week that says LKSD plans to follow the YKHC's recommendation to continue with remote learning until health conditions improve. YKHC has told schools they should remain in remote learning until several conditions are met. One, that YKHC is reporting fewer than 25 cases of COVID-19 per week. Two, that less than 3% of administered tests are coming back positive. And three, that all local cases can be linked to travel. In January, YKHC announced on average over 240 cases per week. Those numbers have been declining in recent weeks, but are still several times higher than the threshold YKHC has set for in-person school. As of late January, YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges said around 12-15% of COVID-19 tests were coming back positive. An online petition has received more than 140 signatures supporting a partial return to in-person schools in Bethel. At the last LKSD school board meeting, several parents called for the district to reopen schools after many students failed their classes in the first semester of remote learning. Moving to environmental news, Chinook salmon runs on the Yukon River last summer were low. Biologists are trying to figure out why tens of thousands of Canadian-origin king salmon never made it to the U.S.-Canada border last summer. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reports that the question came up during a meeting last month of the Yukon River Panel, a group of scientists and fishery managers from the U.S. and Canada. Sonar counters tally Chinook passage near the Yukon River's mouth at Pilot Station and again before the fish cross into Canada near Eagle. Dina Jalin with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says even with reported harvest factored in, the Chinook count at Eagle fell way short.
You know, this difference is on, you know, the magnitude of perhaps, 30,000 fish or so.
Only about half of the 70,000 Canadian-origin Chinook expected to reach Eagle were counted. Jalin says she does not believe the fish were illegally harvested.
Enforcement was active last summer, and what we heard from the enforcement officers that were out was that they didn't see a lot of people fishing during closed periods or fishing with an illegal mesh size.
Jalin points to several possible factors that could account for the missing fish, including that the sonar counts were off and that many of the missing Chinook died between Pilot Station and Eagle.
Ichthyophonus could be contributing to that. That's a disease that fish can get and was reported in 2020.
Jalin adds that another salmon mortality factor, water temperature, does not appear to have been an issue in 2020, as river temps were in the normal range. Lastly, tomorrow, tune into Coffee at KYUK to hear a live interview with Indigenous rapper Tabu Nawasha of the pop rap group Black Eyed Peas. Tabu donated 10 pallets of water to Tulaksac in response to its water crisis. Tomorrow on Coffee at KYUK, he'll talk more about his Indigenous activism. I hope you'll join us. Thanks for listening to KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.